Okay, it's really from Nasso, but I just wanted to share it with you because I saw it, and then, Shavuos and all that, and whatever. For anyone listening in America, it's still Nasso this week for them. Right, many people have pointed out, this is like a common take on Parshat Nasso, that the restrictions that you have on a Nazir point to him being on a at some conceptual level similar to the Kohen Gadol, right? The inability of him to become tamei mate to anyone, including family, right? Whereas Kohanim have an iser to become tamei mate, but that's limited outside the family. But the seven relatives they can still become tamei for. An nazir cannot, in terms of the limitations on drinking alcohol, which Kohanim don't have limitations on drinking alcohol unless they are doing avoda, right? They can't. They can't be drinking when they're going to do avoda. The nazir obviously is more extreme, but he shares with them these restrictions partially because the Kohanic prohibition on alcohol is related to their service in the Beit HaMikdash, which the nazir doesn't have. But he's accepting that kedusha kilu outside the Beit HaMikdash, and even his hair, the cutting of his hair, which there isn't really a parallel for Kohanim. Well. There isn't, but there is in two senses. One is that for the inauguration process of the Levim and the Kohanim, their hair was shaved, right? So the inauguration process is actually similar in that way. Plus the fact that the idea that his hair is Nezer Elokim al Rosho, right, is like this thing on their head, which is like the way we talk about the tzitz and things like that. So there is all this language of talking about it. So Rabbi Price has this very interesting question. He said, okay, fine. But why is it, in the end of the day, that even if you're going to give the Nazir Kedusha, and it's going to be similar to a Kohen Gadol, why is it, right? Because it seems like he's sharing something of the Kuhuna, specifically Kuhuna Gadola, but why is it that they're different? And specifically, the Isser of Tomat Mate. Why is it that a Kohen can become Tameh for his family, and the Nazir can't, and the Kohen Gadol can't? So Price says something which is very simple. But I honestly never thought about it, which is that the kedusha that Kohanim have, by definition, where does it come from?
The lineage, no?
From their family, right? From their family, right? From their parents, from their, right? Meaning the kedusha of kahuna, by its very definition, is familial, right? You are a Kohen because your father was a Kohen and all of your siblings are Kohanim, right? And therefore, there's something about saying that, listen, you can't become Tameh except for the people to whom you owe your, right, this entire institution, your connection to this body of people. Right, with these laws, right? That is the exception because your kedusha is from your family. So to not be able to violate it in respect to that same family would at some level cut at the nature of kedusha and kahuna, which is familial. As opposed to a nazir, what's amazing about the nazir, right, is he takes it upon himself. Now you might say, oh, well, he takes it upon himself. So now he's taken on to be sort of like a kohen. But that's what? It doesn't get passed down. And it's also the fact that he has to choose it highlights how different these are. Meaning, how does a Kohen respect his family, right, and respect his Kedusha the same way? By developing and respecting the restrictions that come from having been part of the Kohanic family. How does a Nazir come to this Kedusha? By alienating himself from his family. By saying, my parents are not Kohanim, my parents are, right, not this, and I, in my striving to become Kadosh, I am making myself Kilu am a Kohen. So, yes, he might have certain similarities, but the fact that he's adopting it and Shlomo doesn't have the right to alienate himself from it, right, is exactly the point. That your keeping the laws is a way of making yourself more part of your family, and the Nazir, by becoming a Nazir, is his way of alienating himself from the family. Now, the missing piece here is what about the Kohen Gadol? Right? So Rabbi Price says, well, let's be honest, right? The exception to all these rules is the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol, yes, he has to be a Kohen in order to become a Kohen Gadol, but the status of Kohen Gadol is not one he's born with, right? That takes choosing, right? That takes appointment, right? And that takes him now being bound to stay in the confines, essentially, of the Beit HaMikdash, which he didn't have before. So why is it the Nazir is more similar to the Kohen Gadol? Because the Kohen Gadol, unlike a regular Kohen, is not just as Kadosh as his family, right? That added status, that leap, is in fact, right, something that separates him from everybody else. He's now Gadol Me'achav. And therefore, right, the reason the Nazir is parallel to the Kohen Gadol is because both of them have a Kedusha, which is not, in the end, reducible to that which they inherited from their family. And that's why the two of them, because either they've chosen or have been appointed to be close to God in a way that other people aren't, it expresses itself in the fact that they can't become Tamei for anybody, including their family, because they've either chosen or been appointed to be with God, as opposed to Kohanim, where their relationship to God is predicated on their connection to their family, and that's why that's the exception to the rules. They can become Tamei for them. And I thought that was just such a just a fascinating insight into into the nature of a Nazir and the contrast to Kedusha Kahuna, even though it shares those similarities, and why he Dafka has to be similar to the Kohen Gadol, who again, even though his Kedusha is an expression, what makes it possible is Kedusha Kahuna, it is something different, right? He is now in the confines of the Beit HaMikdash, he's now separate from other people, and therefore he shares those limitations in terms of Kama. Okay, that was for you.